Good afternoon, Dr. Erdogrul.
Good afternoon.
So we've seen Uber create and use driverless cars in America. How long do you think until we see more driverless cars on the road?
It's very interesting sort of aspects. Driverless cars are probably not very well known by the community. Can come in, we consider the sort of five levels, starting from zero level to one, two, three, and four and five. Where we are now is level three. It means some assistance is there, but the driver is already sitting there. Level four will be, we don't have a level four vehicle yet, which means that we didn't eliminate the driver fully. Driver is always there to interfere. Although there are many vehicles advertised and publicized, they are still not there yet, even in the driver, sort of level four level. So consider there's a driverless vehicle, I think it will be a level five, which is long way away.
Yeah, and what are some of the benefits of driverless cars?
Well, driverless car, I think if I didn't probably pronounce my sort of view when it will become widely available and used. It will become a hybrid sort of system first, means there will be some vehicles will be a conventional, some will be driverless. Driver will still be there, but it will only interfere when required and needed. The benefit is enormous. If you look at sort of level five, level vehicle, in my view, it will be 40, 50 years away. When that happens, probably we won't have any signs on the street, first of all. We will not have any traffic lights. And then probably traffic will run much smoothly. And we will go from one spot to other spot very seamlessly, very likely without any traffic delay or traffic jam.
And if we think about now how we can put our cars onto cruise control when we are driving at a certain speed, how is this kind of going to differ from that? Or even, is it similar to putting a plane on autopilot?
Somehow similar, but I think full driverless vehicle, like as I said, level five, will have everything is automated, including all the sensing aspects, positioning aspects, and everything. Therefore, those vehicles are likely to be full electric vehicles, not an engine driven. The control will be current vehicles are cruise control is engine driven. Although we do control the speed, it's a very rough control. It's not accurate control. We still have an influence on braking and then positioning it. A driverless vehicle will have control of everything, including the speed, including the accurate position. When we say position of the vehicle, we are talking about centimeter accuracy level.
And obviously safety is a big concern when we think of driverless cars. So what process do they have to go to ensure that they are roadworthy?
I will again use that term, which I call level five. Level five, everything, all the sensors. There will be multiple sensors, as you pointed out, same as the airplane, but maybe multiple redundancies will be built in. It means if one sensor is sensing position of the vehicle, there may be another sensing also sensing at the same time. If one fails, other will interfere. And then the decision will be made very, very fast and very quickly. And the key will be, effectively, there will be two main issues. First of all, where the car is, at what speed is one aspect. And then other aspect is simply where that vehicle is as a reference to the other vehicles. Because we may be on the same road in the vehicle, but there will be vehicle around us. Therefore, those vehicles or cars will also communicate with each other very fast, knowing what other vehicle is doing.
Yeah, it definitely does sound exciting for having driverless cars, but researchers have found it to be possible to hack driverless cars. So how does this affect the technology of the cars and ethics behind them?
I guess the ethics is one idea. The hacking is another issue. Is the I mean, the hacking is wherever is the computer software is involved. Potentially, hacking is possible. Of course, there are measures like using the military, even in airplanes. It's the same aspect. We would like to probably see that one as strictly hack-free as possible. I mean, currently we cannot interfere with the vehicle control of the existing vehicle. Therefore, I don't see any problem because there will be certain manufacturers doing certain things. Probably even the accessing the certain control aspects will be probably limited and restricted. Monitoring aspects may be hacked, but other aspects probably will be done in-house, will be very compact and then properly secured. And I don't think it will be an issue, in my view. If you are referring to the other social aspects, that's another discussion, I guess.
Yeah, well, it definitely is an exciting future for the world of driverless cars. And thank you so much for joining us on the show.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for inviting.